It's the Bradfield Weather Podcast, underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. And McAllen Construction also does snow removal, and that really is going to be the topic of our latest Bradfield Weather Podcast. Brad, I guess winter is here, isn't it?
Dan, McAllen Construction is based in Prospect, Connecticut, right in the greater Waterbury area. So, you know, you talk about snow removal. I'm thinking about a foot for that area. So that probably gives you some indication that you may want to listen to this podcast.
Well, I mean, obviously this storm is making news. We've been bereft of snow through this portion of the winter, the early portion, but that is about to change. And I know, for example, you've got the storm track, so why don't you fill us in on that?
Yeah, you know, you talk about being bereft of snow, Dan. It's been bad enough for snow lovers that live in Connecticut. But can you imagine the New York City area, the Philadelphia area, the Washington, D.C. area? Dan, it's been way more than a year since those areas have had an inch of snow. It's been around 700 days. I mean, isn't that just sort of unbelievable?
That's amazing.
To me, it really truly is. But, you know, it's all about the pattern, and I still think that we are going to get into a pattern here that's not necessarily going to favor bitterly, bitterly cold, but cold enough. And you get a favorable storm track. I'm still kind of bullish on mid-January through the month of February being a big producer in terms of snowfall. But we've got to get off and running. And finally, we are going to do so. There doesn't seem much doubt about it at all, Dan. You talked about the track. Right now, as we're recording this podcast on Friday morning, January 5th, the storm is on the Louisiana-Texas border. All sorts of moisture coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, thunderstorm activity breaking out down around that region. And by this evening, that the storm is going to be inland over Louisiana with cold, high pressure. We need an injection of cold air, cold, high pressure building across Hudson Bay. Now, Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, the storm is going to track to Alabama. We will see cold, high pressure over eastern Canada. During the day here on Saturday, I'm just looking for increasing and thickening clouds, temperatures starting off in the teens and 20s in the morning, rising into the 30s during the course of the afternoon. Now, by Saturday evening, the storm will track to just off the Virginia coast, sort of sitting around Hampton, Virginia, something like that. Meanwhile, cold high pressure will be in a perfect place to deliver colder air into the storm. It should be around the northern tip of Maine, building on up through eastern sections of Canada. Now, by Sunday morning, the storm system will be south of Long Island, south of the eastern tip of Long Island, and producing snow into Connecticut. So heavy snow on Saturday night, and periods of snow throughout the day on Sunday.
Well, before we go to the timing of the storm, let me jump ahead a little bit, because as you know, in what could be his last game as coach of the Patriots, we don't know, it could be, the Bill Belichick-coached Patriots will be hosting the Jets in Foxborough on Sunday. Will it be a snowy event?
Oh, my goodness, Dan. The game that launched the Patriots dynasty, I believe, was the Snow Bowl back in 2001, where Vinatieri made that kick with the time moving on the clock, and they couldn't stop the clock, and you know, Vinatieri rushed out onto the field, and I think it was like 34, 33, 32. And he had to kick I think it was a 47-yard field goal in a raging blizzard. And he did it. And then it went into overtime, and then the Patriots won against Oakland. I certainly see that possibility again on Sunday of just, you know, kind of fun to sit in front of your television, and maybe if you're lucky enough to have a fireplace, sit in front of a nice roaring fire and watch the game. It should be a lot of fun to watch. I think the snow will really be coming down in Foxborough, yes.
We will return to the Bradfield Weather Podcast in just a moment. I want to talk a bit about McCallan Construction, underwriters of the Bradfield Weather Podcast. McCallan Construction is a full-service construction company centrally located in the state of Connecticut in Prospect and servicing the entire state. In fact, McCallan Construction has been servicing the entire state for more than a quarter of a century. And McCallan Construction also handles snow removal. You heard Brad, we are in store for a lot of snow. McCallan Construction will handle snow removal at private residences, public buildings, schools, commercial buildings. McCallan Construction is the place to call for snow removal. In fact, they are on call 24/7, 365 days a year. McCallan Construction is a woman-owned, small minority business handling residential and commercial building projects, utility construction, site work, water and sewer repairs and installation, and much, much more. McCallan Construction is licensed with the state of Connecticut and insured. Give McCallan Construction a call at 203-758-3474. That's 203-758-3474. Or go online, McCallanConstructionCT.com. McCallanConstructionCT.com. McCallan Construction, from the first dig to the last nail.
Brad, can you time out the storm for us?
Yeah, Dan. I think, you know, if you want to get in some supplies or do anything that you need to do before Sunday, tomorrow is fine. Now, today is completely fine. Sunny and in the 30s today. Tonight is fine, just cold, temperatures moving down into the teens for most of us. But then coming up Saturday, Dan, just increasing and thickening clouds. I think if you live down toward Greenwich and Stamford and Bridgeport, that area, I do think snow will be in before dark. But for the rest of us coming in during the very early evening hours, so around dinner time, I'd say I think the snow is going to break out in the 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. range. I favor 4 p.m. for Fairfield County. Up here in Litchfield and Hartford County, Dan, I figure more towards 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. The snow will ramp up rapidly. So if you've got any Saturday evening plans, plan on snow throwing a big monkey wrench into them. I do think the snow will be heavy. And it'll ramp up quickly Saturday evening and heavy snow Saturday night. When you see daylight on Sunday morning, I think there'll be some deep snow cover around here. And then during the day on Sunday, I think we'll have periods of snow throughout the day on Sunday, although I think it will be of lighter intensity overall than what's going to happen on Saturday night. So, you know, that's basically the timing. I do think around here it'll start petering out in the later afternoon and early evening, just to some snow flurries, Dan. But meanwhile, out in Foxborough, further to the east, they will be, you know, pretty much in a steady snow, I think, throughout the entire football game. So that's the timing on the storm. By Monday morning, everything should be fine. I mean, I suppose I could see a few school delays because, you know, if we get that foot of snow or, you know, somebody might get 14 inches of snow or something like that, there may be more time needed to shovel out your walkways and your driveway a little bit before before Monday morning work and school. So I wouldn't be shocked if there were some school delays Monday morning, but I do not think there'll be any cancellations coming up on Monday. And Dan, the key here is that it's not going to be totally snow, and I don't want to, you know, alarm the snow lovers. I'm not changing my forecast or anything like that. But if you live along the I-95 corridor, right along the coast, especially the eastern part of Connecticut, Stonington, Mystic, out that way, say to the east of Old Saybrook and to the east of Old Lyme. And so that's at the mouth of the Connecticut River in Points East. And here's why, Dan. Because it's been so mild thus far this winter, the water temperature is running warmer than it typically does for this time of year. We're up into the low 40s, I think, in many ocean skin surface temperatures. And so what does that mean? It means when we get an easterly wind cranking in front of the advancing low, at least part of the wind field is going to be coming off the ocean along the immediate Connecticut shoreline. So places along the shoreline are going to see some rain, especially in eastern Connecticut, because as you get back further to the west, say toward New Haven and Bridgeport, there's going to be a more northeasterly component instead of a due easterly component. So at least part of the wind field will be coming off the colder land. So, I do think that may cut back on accumulations there, because along the shoreline there will be a period of rain, and then even if it is snowing, it may be snowing at a higher temperature and harder to accumulate. So that might be a problem if you're a snow lover along the immediate Connecticut shoreline.
Will it be a wet snow?
There it will be. Yes. There it will be. The National Weather Service put out a nice product this morning where they identified where they are the least confident in the forecast. And that least confident forecast was the I-95 corridor, simply not for Connecticut, but for Connecticut, on up into Rhode Island, on up into Massachusetts. They thought it could be that heavy wet snow that can cause power outages, or they thought it may be just a degree or so warm enough that that whole area gets rain until the storm goes by our longitude and the winds back into the north, and then the rain changes to snow, even right down on the immediate beaches. But that area along the I-95 corridor, yes, in answer to your question, Dan, I think it'll be heavy wet snow there. Back here in the interior, I'm not too concerned about power outages or heavy wet snow or anything like that.
Brad, what about the magnitude of this storm? What can you tell us about that?
Well, the low end, Dan, having said what I just said about the I-95 corridor, the low end is that there's potentially nothing except rain just along the New London shoreline. And again, that's Stonington and Mystic, that area. And the low end for the interior is 4 to 6 inches along the I-84 corridor, which is still a pretty good snowstorm. And the low end, Dan, the low end is 6 inches plus in the northwest and northeast hills. So you are a shoo-in in Torrington, I do believe, for a major storm. The high end, now this is where the National Weather Service presents it as the high end amounts, where it's as cold as it can possibly be during the storm and we get as much precipitable water as we can during the storm. The high end is for 3 to 6 inches of the heavy wet snow along that I-95 corridor. The high end is 1 foot in Waterbury, 1 foot in Hartford, 1 foot in Windsor Locks, 14 inches in Torrington, and 14 inches in Union. So what this is all saying, Dan, is that you in Torrington, for example, the least amount of snow that you are likely to see from this storm is 7 inches. The most you are likely to see from this storm, if everything comes together right, the timing, the precipitable water, and all, 14 inches. So it's kind of a good first approximation to look at this low-end, high-end stuff.
I know one of the popular segments of our podcast when it comes to storms, snowstorms, is the segment involving odds. And I know you always put that together as far as the odds of. So what can you tell us about that?
You'll like this. The odds of getting 2 inches. So in other words, everyone gets a heavy coating of snow, range from as low as 56% in the Clinton Westbrook area to 78% in New Haven. So you see, the farther west you go, the more north there will be in the surface wind component coming off the land, so the better chance of accumulating snow. The odds of 2 inches are 99% in Waterbury, 100% in Hartford. It's weird for me to see this, that there's like they're not messing around at all. They're saying 100% are the odds of getting 2 inches of snow in Hartford. Now, 4 inches of snow, the odds in New Haven are 50-50 of getting 4 inches of snow. So even a pretty good snowstorm right down to the Connecticut shoreline, the odds are 2 out of 3 in Norwich of getting 4 inches of snow. The odds of you getting 4 inches of snow, Dan, in Torrington, 97%. And the odds of getting 4 inches of snow in Union, 99%. Now let's go up and start talking a significant storm to a major storm. Odds of over 6 inches of snow, New Haven, 20%. So that's not very good odds. But Waterbury, 3 out of 4, 74% chance of over 6 inches of snow. Hartford, 86% chance of over 6 inches of snow. And Union, a 94% chance of over 6 inches of snow. How about over 8? Right along I-84 in Danbury, 57% chance. Meriden, 50-50. Willimantic, 50-50. So let's use that line. Starting in the west, Danbury to Meriden to Willimantic. There's a 50% to 57% chance of getting over 8 inches of snow, and points north of there, obviously, too. Hartford, 64%. Now, the odds of getting a foot, Dan, you in Torrington, 28%. That's 1 in 3 chance of getting a foot of snow. That's pretty good, odd. And then Union, 31%. So those are the odds.
I'm glad I've got my snowblower all tuned up, ready to go. Oof.
There you go.
Yeah. So with that said, Brad, what is your forecast for the storm, the storm-specific forecast?
Okay, this is Brad Field now. What I've always said is that I am a carpenter, Dan, and there are many tools in my kit. The tools can be weather observations from the various airports, all the various computer models from the Canadian to the North American, the GFS, I construct the forecast. All the other things are my tools, but I'm the carpenter who constructs the forecast. So this is what I have come up with. And I'll just throw this in too. Some carpenters do very good work, others not so good. you have to decide who's going to be your carpenter of your forecast. And if you want your forecast any day, it just doesn't have to be on a day a big storm's coming. Just go to bradfieldweather.com to get your daily forecast. So for today, it's sunny and it's 30 to 35. For tonight, it's clear, cold, 16 to 22. Saturday, increasing and thickening clouds. It's going to feel like snow. You'll go into the stores tomorrow, walking around town or whatever. You're going to hear a buzz about snow. It's going to feel like snow. It's going to seem like snow. And then the snow is going to commence toward dinner time, near or just after dark. Saturday night, snow heavy at times, except right along and south of I-95. So we're talking down near the Connecticut beaches, 26 to 32 degrees inland, 35 or so at the shoreline. And if it is snow with 35, Dan, you're going to get that heavy, wet snow paste, and you're going to have the possibility of power outages. And again, the best chance of that happening is if it is heavy, wet snow along I-95. Sunday, periods of snow, any rain, even in New London County, right at the shoreline, will be turning to snow. Temperatures 30 to 35 degrees. Sunday night, flurries will be ending. Temperature 18 to 24 degrees. And on Monday, partly to mostly sunny and temperatures in the 30s. All right, here are my accumulations, Dan. We'll start with the most. 8 to 14 inches in the northwest and northeast hills of Connecticut. So that includes you, Dan. In Torrington, I'm saying 8 to 14 inches. That includes western Hartford County, places like Burlington on up toward the elevated parts of Granby, West Granby and North Granby, could get as much as 14 inches of snow. Now, if you live in the valley, as I do now, north of Hartford, 8 to 12 inches of snow. So I still think it's a very good snowstorm for Hartford on up into Springfield, 8 to 12 inches of snow there. If you live along the immediate I-84 corridor and point south of there, say maybe for 20 miles, places such as Danbury, over to Waterbury, south of Waterbury, over toward Meriden and Middletown, for example, that area is going to see anywhere from 6 to 10 inches. Now, the northeast hills are going to behave just like the northwest hills. You get up toward your Ashfords and your Unions and your Eastfords, I think 8 to 14 inches of snow there. Even Tolland could get a good solid foot of snow. Now, southern Connecticut, and we'll say except for New London County. So right down to the shoreline. So we're talking Bridgeport, we're talking New Haven, we're talking Westbrook and Clinton. I think 3 to 6 inches of snow, because they're going to have the period of rain, or it will be heavy, wet snow and much harder to accumulate because of the temperature. And even the New London shoreline, I think, will get snow. If they don't get it Saturday night, they will get it Sunday at the tail end of the storm. And I think 1 to 3 inches of accumulation there.
Wow. Well, then, of course, the storm goes by, which leads us to our On the Weather Map segment for after the storm. What does that look like?
All right, Dan, I'm going to sign off right now because I don't want to bum out all the the snow lovers. No, seriously, Dan, I've got some very bad news for the snow lovers, but then I'm going to end with some very good news. I always try to do that. The On the Weather Map segment post-storm, high pressure is in control on Monday. It's over West Virginia. The storm's up in eastern Canada exiting. So I think we'll see kind of a breezy day, a sunny day, temperatures up into the 30s. Now, when you wake up Tuesday morning, I am projecting the temperature is going to be between 8 and 14 degrees. I'm predicting most of us will look out on Tuesday morning and there will be 6 to 12 inches of snow on the ground. Now, let me say that again, Dan. You're going to wake up on Tuesday morning. It's going to be about, at your house in Torrington, 8, 9, 10, something like that. You're going to wake up Tuesday morning. There's going to be a foot of snow on the ground. Would you believe me if I said within 24 hours that may be all gone?
I don't believe it.
It's hard for me to believe, too. But there is this major storm that is going to develop on Tuesday in northeast Arkansas. And then by daybreak Wednesday, it's progged to move to Detroit. Now, remember, we're counterclockwise around low pressure. So if the storm takes that track from Arkansas to Detroit, we are going to have gale force southerly winds in here, and that would erode those cold temperatures, immediately rising them up into the 40s and 50s, and potentially any snow that we get is going to be gone. Maybe even the snow piles would be gone. I mean, it all depends on the magnitude of this storm. Now, holding out a little candle of hope if you're a snow lover and you want to see the snow stay on the ground, there is this possibility, I think, of what we call a triple point low, like a little secondary low forming where the sort of the occluded front, the cold front, and the warm front all come together. And guess where that is on Wednesday morning? It is over the state of Connecticut. So the farther north and west you go, the shorter period of warm temperatures. So if you have a shorter period of warm temperatures, if it does not shoot up to 50, say the temperature stays between 35 and 40 and it rains, the snowpack will survive. But if all of a sudden you get dew points up near 50 or higher and the temperature shoots up to between 50 and 55, you'll see a dense fog and all the snow will just melt right away like it wasn't even here. So that's going to happen between Tuesday morning and Wednesday morning. Then we start going the other way, slow cool down as we head towards Thursday and Friday of next week with the skies clearing. But if this storm does indeed happen on Tuesday night and we get the heavy rain and we get the deep snow on the ground melting and whatever, we could have all kinds of flooding issues on Wednesday morning. So that's something to keep aware of. And on the optimistic note for the snow lovers who have always liked me and liked our podcast, Dan, the computer models are not only hinting at, they are already showing a major snowstorm again 2 weeks from today. So that would be on Friday, January 19th, and this one looks colder too. So here's the deal. Even if we're going to get this big snowstorm on Saturday night and Sunday, even if it all melts away Tuesday night and Wednesday, within a week or so, we'll be talking about another major snowstorm coming in. So there's a lot of reason to be optimistic if you like winter weather and if you're a snow lover and if you're a skier or a boarder, there could be some very good days ahead.
Okay, well, this is what you had predicted when you gave your long range winter forecast a couple of weeks ago, that the weather was going to end up doing what it's doing around this time and then in mid-January going into February. So none of this apparently at this stage is a surprise, is it?
No, I sort of listened back about a month ago, and I feel like I'm getting better at all this, because when I did the television for all those years, Dan, we were so tuned into when my career began, we did a 5-day forecast, which is very reasonable. Then it went up to like a 7-day forecast, and Channel 8 does an 8-day forecast because they're Channel 8, and now Channel 30 does a 10-day forecast. So I was so in tune with those sort of short fused forecasts, I never really looked out into heavily into the future. But I do remember, like in the middle of December or maybe even before that. So we're talking a good 10 days before Christmas. I pointed to this time frame of January 4th. I said the 4th, not the 6th, but January 4th of a potential big snowstorm. So what I'm saying is you get to be able to recognize patterns, not to say that, oh, this exact thing is going to happen. You can't possibly do that a month ahead of time. But if you see a certain jet stream flow, you might say, oh, this favors this. And I saw this like a month ago. So it's kind of fun to sometimes see it work out. And I also see this coming, like in later in the month of January and all through February, because as the El Nino weakens in the Pacific, the overwhelming mild air will become less and less mild. So in other words, we're still deep in winter and less and less mild and a much more favorable storm track. Because once the, I don't want to call them glaciers, but once the snowpack becomes established, everything starts to shift more and more and more to the east. That's why we tend to get our biggest snowstorms in New England in the month of February, because we have to establish snow fields across Canada and all across the United States. And that will induce cold high pressure to build over them, and then the cold over the snowpack, and then the cold high pressure over the snowpack tends to deflect the storm more to the southeast, more to the southeast. And finally, the storms are coming up the coast. So that's where and why we get our biggest storms usually later in the winter. I read something from a forecaster that came out of WestCon. His name is Jack Drake, and he talked about how he's done some research, and after January 20th is where 75% of our major snowstorms have happened in New England. So that to me is interesting, and it just kind of confirms what I'm saying here. We've got to wait for snowpack to establish itself across Canada and the United States, and I mean, not just in the lee of the Great Lakes or something, you know, Buffalo gets a foot of snow. I'm talking about snow down everywhere, because the whiteness of the snow reflects the sunlight. It leads to maximum radiational cooling at night. It gets colder. Then bodies of water like lakes and rivers start to freeze. And it's the whole pattern feeds on itself. And it just happens that because we live in New England, the farthest east in the country before you hit the ocean, it takes longer for us to get into the big storms here.
Brad, before we wrap it up, I'd like to get your take on this, because I'm reading more and more on some of the blogs and accounts that Greenland block could be setting up. What do you know about that?
Yeah, I didn't want to get too excited about it, Dan, because I've got that bad news coming for Tuesday night and Wednesday, but in terms of that big rainstorm. But yes, it does look like the amplified, just the fact that these storms are big now, you're going to have huge troughs and huge ridges. And that's what we need here to get the big snowstorms in Connecticut. We need something to slow the storm down. Now, if we had like the storm that's coming for tomorrow night, if we had a really effective Greenland block in place now, instead of snowing heavily, let's just, I'll pick some, times out of a hat here. I wasn't really prepared to do this, but I'll like say 8 p.m. Saturday night to 4 a.m. Sunday morning, I think will be the focus of the heaviest of the snow. So that's an 8-hour window. But say we slowed the storm down by even a factor of 2, and instead of an 8-hour window of heavy snow, we had a 16-hour window of heavy snow. That's what we need to get our blockbusters here, our blizzards or whatever. And it just so happens with us, that is when the Greenland block helps us, if you want to get one of these big blockbuster snowstorms. And yes, I've seen that too, Dan. The prediction that is really going to start becoming a player as we head into the later part of January.
Well, batten down the hatches for not only the later part of January, but coming up over the next few days. And Brad, to you and Sandy and our podcast audience, be safe, and we'll do what we've always done when these storms come. We'll make it through.
We'll make it through, Dan. Nope. no problem at all. And you and Susan enjoy the storm. And to our sponsor, McAllen, and to all our listeners, thank you very much. And we will see you next week with another Bradfield Weather Podcast.
Thank you, Brad. The Bradfield Weather Podcast has been underwritten by McAllen Construction. McAllen Construction, from the first dig to the last nail. And remember, McAllen Construction does snow removal.